कृष्ण पाद परमहंस परब्रज चार्यस्तुतो सुत सीसिम स्थिवाई चरणरविंद शिल भक्ति विदान स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव पिंड की जय। लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, can maybe someone adjust the sound recording? Oh, Kishore, are you able to do this? It's at the brink of a feedback. Okay, this is much better. Thank you very much. Since today is Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day, we will chant one verse out of the order. We will, it's a very nice verse. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jaste Jase. Avya Avya Bhava. Vrajanakka. Vrajadangstra. Kamashaya. Randaya Randaya. Namo Grasa. Grasa Om Swaha. Avayam Avayam. Atmani. Bhuyishta. Om Shrom. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jaste Jase Avir Avir Bhava. Rajanaka. Rajadangsta. Kamashaya. Randaya Randaya. Tamo Grasa. Grasa Om Swaha. Avayam Avayam. Atmani Bhuyishta Om Shrom Om. O Lord Namaha. My respectful obeisances Bhagavate unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narasimhaya, known as Lord Nrisimha. Namaha. Obeisances. Teja Tejase. The power of all power. Avi Avi Bhava. Please be fully manifest. Vajranaka. O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. Vajradangstra. O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. Garmashayan. Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. Randaya Randaya. Kindly vanquish. Tamaha. Ignorance in the material world. Grasa. Kindly drive away. Grasa. This is the same. Om. Oh my Lord. Swaha. Respectful oblations. Abhayam. Fearlessness. Atmani. In my mind.
Buyishta. May you appear. Om, O Lord. Shrom. Yes. The bija or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev. Bija or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev. Let us once again please chant now with an enhanced understanding. Om Namo. Not so high. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jaste jase. Avi avir bhava. Vrajanakka. Vrajadangstra. Kamashaya. Randaya randaya. Tamo grasa. Grasa om svaha. Abayam abayam. Atmani Bhuyeshta Om Shrom. Here's the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Maharaj Prito. Yadpada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya karma shayangratita mudgrata yanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruddha Shoto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Devotees always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet can very easily become free from heart and knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, that is, the jnanis and the yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy metta to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti as follows. Anya vilashita shunyam jnanakama janavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities of philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Wow. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus Hiranyakashipu was a perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrsimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should eat a lot of prasadam. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should go on pilgrimage. Oh, sorry, I spaced out. I was folding prospectuses in my mind. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrsimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Please let us do this. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Thank you very much. Now Lord Nrsimhadev hopefully appears in all of our hearts and takes care that those obstacles separate us from Krishna. Our material desires are effectively removed. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna. I have so many nice references at this table is severely challenged as far as its widths and breadths is concerned. This morning's class will be an attempt to introduce this evening's class by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj will talk today in his own unimitable way about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev and fill our hearts with gladness. Thank you very much. If you want to do something which is ideal, please put the thing here, the table here, then one can easily reach it. Thank you. You are an angel with wings. So this class will not attempt to talk about the amazing and most purifying leelas of the Lord. I just hope to set some mood for the day, a mood of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev. Once the great and interreligiously quite interested Mughal emperor Akbar challenged his Hindu minister Birbal. He said, "Birbal, what kind of god do you Hindus worship, who comes running from the spiritual dimension to the world of men? He is a servant of the human beings, your Hindu god. We in our very exalted Islamic religion understand that Allah is very much removed, and He becomes never the slave of the needs of the humans. Prahlad was in danger, and Lord Nrisimhadev came." Birbal looked at Akbar. His heart was boiling, but he was the minister, and he said, "Your Majesty, tomorrow I will answer your question, not today." Then Birbal immediately went to the caretaker of the grandson of Akbar, and he talked many things to that caretaker. I will tell you what he talked. "Okay," said the caretaker, "how much will you pay me?" "A little more, please." "Okay." You must know that every morning Akbar had the habit to go to his balcony and look into the pleasure-giving park, which was arranged with roses and rare flowers. So the next morning he also went on his balcony to see his beautiful gardens when he saw the caretaker. The caretaker had his grandson on his arm and walked through the garden. Akbar's heart was moved. "Oh, my dear little grandson is there." How shocked he was when all of a sudden the caretaker ran with the grandson towards the pool and began to throw the grandson in the pool.
Akbar did not wait. He jumped down his balcony, he ran and ran and ran, and he dived into the pool to save his grandson from drowning. When he came out of the pool, he was holding a puppet of his grandson. Akbar was totally bewildered. At this moment, Birbal came out of the bushes and he said, "What kind of emperor are you, Akbar? You run like a madman just to save your little grandson. You could have sent a servant." Akbar understood. I hope you were awake enough to understand also. Obviously, Birbal wanted to show it's a greatness when the Lord comes and saves his devotee. It shows the intimacy of a wonderful relationship. In the same way, it is Krishna's greatness, or Lord Nrisimhadev's greatness, when he appears to save his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj from the attacks of the demon Hiranyakashipu. It's not a fault that he appears. It is it's not a sign of his being subservient and slave to the world of men. It's a sign that he tastes rasa, a loving relationship with with his dear devotee, and protects his dear devotee from all possible dangers. Today we celebrate that appearance day of the supremely merciful Lord Nrisimhadev, who appears in the lives of the devotees in order to protect them from great danger. Bhakta boys, may I request you to bring a Bhagavad Gita in the and open it in the 11th chapter, text 55, please. Lord Nrisimhadev, thank you very much, appears for saving his devotees, and he appears in a very angry form because he roars with anger seeing that the atheistic class of people attack his dear devotees. I will read you now a mantra celebrating Lord Nrisimhadev, which will make you very glad. Om Ang Khim Shom Om Pa Tataka Hataka Keshakra Jvalat Paduka Lochana Badradika Nakashpasha Divya Singham Namostute Om Ang Khim Shom Om Pa Tataka Hataka. O my Lord, O transcendental Lion, I offer my obeisances unto you along with Mother Lakshmi, sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes moving on foot. Your mane has blaze with a golden brilliance. Your glance and the touch of your nails are the source of all auspiciousness. Imagine the Lord flying through the sky and sometimes moving on foot with a mane of hairs blazing like fire with a golden brilliance. The Lord, in this form of Lord Nrisimhadev, was the Ishta Devata of Lord Brahma in a previous kalpa. In the previous time, Lord Nrisimhadev was worshipped as the main manifestation of the Lord And therefore in South India you will find still all over the place Nrisimha Bhaktas who just worship him. Why? Because we in this world require protection, and the protective feature of the Lord is most important for us. Only in this kalpa the Lord kindly revealed himself as Govinda, who is worshipped by Lord Brahma in the Brahma Sanghita. But in previous times it was all the way Lord Nrisimhadev. Srila Prabhupada is explaining about how we as conditioned souls require the protection of the Lord in order to walk and talk and exist in this world. I want to find you this quotation. Yes. There are many examples in history of devotees of the Lord who risk their lives for the spreading of God consciousness. The favorite example is Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry, this was not here. He was crucified by the non-devotees, but he sacrificed his life for spreading God consciousness. Of course, it would be superficial to understand that he was killed. Prabhupada says he was not killed. Similarly, in India also, there are many examples, such as Thakur Haridas and Prahlad Maharaj. Why such risk? Because they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, and it is difficult. A Krishna conscious person knows that if a man is suffering, it is due to his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. Therefore, the highest benefit one can render to human society is relieving one's neighbor from all material problems. In such a way, a pure devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord. Now, we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him. Therefore, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving the body. Srila Prabhupada talks here about preachers who risk everything in order to spread Krishna consciousness. I remember once in Germany we had tremendous difficulties while spreading Krishna consciousness. We had agitated the Germans solidly, and they were very much on our case. There was one devotee called Jaigora. I will just give you a drop of the ocean of German atrocities performed towards the devotees. He was once in Berlin offering prasad when all of a sudden a man came on a Volkswagen and shot in sniper-like fashion three very good aimed bullets of Jaigora at Jaigora. What they didn't count on was they were not educated in the Pancharatrika Vidhi. They did not count on the Jaigora had just reached the end of his prayers and bowed down. There was the perfect timing, and the three bullets, which were really nicely aimed, they are going ching, 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 ching over his head and right into the wall. Lord Nrisimhadev had protected his dear devotee. It was a timing which only God could make, because bullets are very fast. Lord Nrisimhadev always appears to his devotees who require his protection.
It is said that once there was trouble in Mayapur, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur installed Lord Nrisimhadev. It is said that at that time Lord Nrisimhadev had appeared to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gave him a Nrisimha mantra, which is presently in the heart of Indradyumna Maharaj. If you wish to know it, you can ask him for an initiation into this mantra. It's only a mantra initiation, but it is a very powerful mantra which can save you even from death. It's a very, very powerful mantra of Lord Nrisimhadev's. Lord Nrisimhadev, and this little vignettes of what we have explained, is very much ready to come for the shelter of his devotees who require protection while engaging in agitating the demons. That means spreading Krishna consciousness. I will end my list of examples with an own example which I will always remember. It was in the beautiful German town of Göttingen, and we just engaged in Harinam down the Fußgängerzone. That's where only Fußgängerzone, how do we say in the sweet English language? It's I think it's a shopping mall in America. You go down and we were chanting very exuberantly. All of a sudden, a man positioned himself before us in the karate position. He wanted to attack and beat the Vaishnavas. I was leading the Harinam group, and I did not know what to do. It was too late to run away in a graceful way, and I really felt bad, so I immediately changed into Namaste Narasimhaya, and this was enough to get the man totally disturbed. He attacked with full force. Now, as he was coming close, and he almost hit us. A man came running out of the bar from the side, and he encountered our karate Arnold Schwarzenegger. This man was so violent. He had taken away his shirt, and he really wanted to break bones. So this other man came out of the bar. I never forgot. He made a scream which is unforgettable in my memory. And he just pounced on the karate man and beat him up so severely that the man was lying unconsciously on the ground, and he had to be removed by the Red Cross. This man, as quickly as he had come, he disappeared again into the bar, and he came out with 15 glasses of mineral water and served this to the Vaishnavas. He said, "It must have been quite shocking because you are a non-violent monk. Please drink something so that you are in good spirits again." And he served us mineral water very affectionately and then left. I have personally never again seen this man, and I think Lord Nrisimhadev had sent him to protect his devotees from severe pain and so on. In this world, a devotee knows that he needs protection. Uh,
One of the six practices of taking surrender is to accept Lord Krishna as our only protector. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this means to believe that Krishna alone is my savior. In other words, one should think, I do not believe that knowledge of Brahman will save me from death, but Krishna will definitely be merciful and deliver me. The greatest example of believing in the shelter of Lord Krishna is Prahlad Maharaj, as we will hear in the evening. Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord everywhere and totally abandoned his own independence to the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Another very convincing example is Devaki. As we all know, Mother Devaki was imprisoned by Kamsa, and all her sons, which she gave birth to, were killed by cruel Kamsa. Now, Devaki, before delivering Lord Krishna, turned in her great danger to Krishna. She knew that Devaki knew that Krishna alone could save her, and she said, Martyo mrityo vyalabita palayan lokan savang nibayam nadaya gacchat tvat padabhyam prapyaya dritsayatya shushta shiti mrityo asmadapaiti. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet, by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. She said this when the Lord was in her womb. She said, no, everyone is afraid of birth and ultimate death. And no one has escaped these dangers, even by fleeing to various planets. But you have now appeared, my Lord, and death personified runs away from you. And she says, as a result, all living entities can sleep in full mental peace. Hare Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? Or another great example of turning to Krishna at the time of death is Parikshit Maharaj, who said at the end of his life, Tammopayatam pratiyanta vipra ganga cha devi trita chittamishe dvijo pashishta kukas takshakova dashatvalangayata vishnugata. Parikshit Maharaj listened to Shukadev Goswami giving him the Amrita of Bhagavatam, nectar which made him fearless. And at the end, just briefly before his passing away, he said, O Brahmanas, he addressed the whole group of Brahmanas there, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganga, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. I want to be known, he said, as a surrendered soul, for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created, bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Another very, very wonderful example of a completely surrendered soul to the shelter of the Lord is Kulashikar, Maharaj Kulashikar, who took shelter in the most merciful aspect of Lord Krishna, the giver of protection, that is the holy name. I sometimes feel that we as devotees have to be very careful to know that protection is not only required when karate Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to attack us, or during the time of a car accident. Protection is required also for our souls, who are so vulnerable to the influence of the modes of material nature. The best protection for our souls is the holy name. And therefore, Kulashikar raises his arms in the sky and with a joyful voice exclaims, Satyam bravimi manuja svayamutva bahur yo yo mukunda narasingha janadaneti jivo japatyanudinam madaneraneva Ashana kashta sadishaya tadatya vishtam. O mankind, with arms raised high, I declare the truth. Any mortal who chants the names Mukunda,
Mukunda.
Please, you must have a voice. Mukunda,
Mukunda.
Narasingha,
Narasingha.
And Janadana.
Janadana.
Anyone who chants this day after day, even in battle or when facing death, will come to regard his most cherished ambitions as no more valuable than a stone or a block of wood. In other words, when you chant, you become free from this tendency, which is described in this shloka today as demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. A wonderful last example which I would like to recite to you is a wonderful verse which may easily become your favorite verse, provided we can find it. It's a verse by, I believe, Draupadi. She takes shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I'm very, very hopeful to find it, but have developed some doubt in my mind. I will, if I get another chance to address you, I will quote it. It's in the other book. Also, our Srila Prabhupada is a very, very good example of taking absolute shelter and the protection of the Lord. There was once Ray Ram who wrote Srila Prabhupada of impending doomsday. I do not know if you have this in America, but in Germany we have devotees who every 10 years proclaim the world will surely be destructed in 10 or 15 days. It is a sign of people who take the spiritual life out of an insecurity to always declare the world will be doomed and only those who follow my path will be saved. It is there since time immemorial. It's a psychological explainable notion in the mind. So this devotee was also writing Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there will be an earthquake and all of America will be annihilated. Very sure, 100%. Prabhupada said, if there's an earthquake, we will sit down and chant. That was his bunker building. Yes,
Maharaj Kula Shikai has said, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can be saved even at death. So this is a wonderful aspect of our devotional path, that we know to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Now at this moment, those who have listened very carefully have said, Maharaj, please, your lecture is quite unintelligible to us. Today is Nrisimha's appearance day. Why do you talk not more about Lord Nrisimhadev, and you always say, take shelter at Krishna? This is a secret which I would like to explain at the end. We in the movement for Krishna consciousness want to practice what is called ekanti bhakti. That is, we focus our mind on the particular Lord whom we wish to attain by our practice. And our Lord is Madan Gopal, Shyama Sundar. Lord Chaitanya said he only knows the name Shyama Sundar. No? The Lord of Vrindavan, who engages in loving exchanges with his devotees. This Lord was once brought to bed by Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda told little Krishna good night stories. Is it good night or bedtime stories? She said, this is explained in the collection of verses called Padyavali by Srila Rupa Goswami. She said, once there was a king. Said little Gopal. His name was Hiranyakashipu. And he attacked his devotee, Prahlad. Then from a pillar, said Mother Yashoda, a terrifying Lord Nrisimhadev appeared and ripped to shred Hiranyakashipu. At this time, the mysterious child was smiling. You can imagine little Gopal in his bed, smiling about his pastime. Then Mother Yashoda, thinking, my son is, he can really take a lot. Then he said, once there was a king, a prince, a royal prince called Ram. Said little Gopal. He had a wife called Sita. And he was banished to the forest. There, the demon Ravana came and kidnapped Sita. At this moment, the verse continues, the mysterious child jumped up in his bed and screamed, Lakshman! Lakshman! Where is my bow? Do you understand this telling of the verse is, it is Krishna who appears as Nrisimhadev. It is Krishna who appears as Lord Rama. Lord Krishna is identical with all these forms, just like the moon in its different, and all these forms are identical with Krishna. Just like the moon in its different faces is always the moon, in the same way, Narsingha avatar, Ram, and everyone, all of these avatars, are Krishna in different manifestations. But as far as we Gaudiya Vaishnavas are concerned, the full manifestation of the Supreme Lord, the Rasaraj, who is the king of all rasas, loving exchanges with his devotees, is our Lord Krishna.
So today we celebrate Krishna like we celebrate him on all days, who has come in his most, in a very wonderful form, the form of Lord Nrsimhadev, who has come to save his devotees. It is very, very wonderful to note that if you wish protection, to you can address this form of the Lord, Lord Nrsimhadev, and pray to him, knowing that in this form the Lord will easily come to your help. Please know that you always need protection in this world, and therefore this mantra is very beneficial today, to be chanted today and on all other days. Especially when you feel that your heart is attacked by so many desires which bring you away from Krishna consciousness and which bring you away to the ordinary life of the materialistic life in this world. This particular mantra works wonder. It's the dynamite method to become free of material desires. To chant this particular mantra, which Prabhupada has described as the mantra to be chanted by those devotees who aspire to be free of material desires. Once there was a devotee, I will not tell his name, who was boiling with sensual desires for sensual life. He was boiling over. I don't know if this happens also in America, in devotees' lives, that you feel this is impossible desires for a material life all of a sudden. And he came to me and was totally distracted, and he said to me, "Maharaj, I will not be able to stop these desires for maybe for another week. Maybe 5 days, but then you will see me at a place where you do not wish to see me. Can you do something for me? Now please don't preach in your highly theoretical, abstract way. I have tried everything. I know we can transform desires. Lust can be transformed by hearing about Krishna. I know this works of Narottam Das Thakur where he says like this. No, but I have tried everything. Nothing works." I asked him, "Will you do what I have tell you?" The devotee says, "Okay, I mean, you have to promise that for 5 days you will go every day to a deity of Lord Nrsimhadev and you will chant this mantra. Don't chant it in an ostensive way that everyone thinks what a nice mantra chanter you are. Chant it in a way where you take full shelter of Lord Nrsimhadev. You will see it works." And the devotee chanted this mantra, which we have chanted today. And after 6 days, he came and said, "Maharaj, his head was a little red. I'm so ashamed of my desires and I'm so ashamed that I pressured you in the corner of the room by my aggressive way of seeking help, but it really helped. Thank you very much. I will chant this every time when I'm in danger." My dear devotees, when nothing helps, sit down before the deities, chant this, and you will see your desires evaporating. Yesterday, brother of a devotee, Mataji, and he was very nice, and I said to him, "I bless you that you will become free of material desires." And he looked at me and said, "Ouch." Unfortunately, in this world, we are always so attached to our ways that we do not understand that these material desires are giving us pain all the time. So this, please chant this with me once again today. Please fold your hands,
And there's a very serious chanting now. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste jaste jase.
Namaste jaste jase.
Avir avir bhava.
Avir avir bhava.
Vrajanaka. Vrajadangstra. Tamashaya. Randaya randaya. Tamo grasa. Grasa om swaha. Abhayam
abhayam
Atmani
Bhuyeshta
Om Shro Hare Krishna. Today I'm feeling very much separation from the Lashingadev deity whom I worship. On the Navayiyara Nishinga Chetra, I hope that I was not too distraught and have said something which is valuable for your spiritual lives. I would like to summarize. It's very easy. We all require protection of the Lord, not only in physically dangerous situations, but especially in spiritual dangerous situations where our material desires become extremely influential on our psychology. The Lord has kindly appeared as Lord Nrisimhadev to receive our sincere prayers and will certainly come to our aid when we turn to him. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions? Yes, Chandrasekhar Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj has so kindly asked yesterday a question just to churn our mood for Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance day. A question which is relevant very much to this day. How comes that such a saintly son as a saintly personality as Prahlad was born to such a demon like Hiranyakashipu? I do not know if you know, Hiranyakashipu was so powerful he drove Indra from the heaven, from his heavenly throne, and took to a regime which was like an interstellar terror regime. All over the universe, his influence was there, so that the demigods were so afraid that they had to become shadows almost. They had to disappear. And he was so powerful that he would only raise his eyebrow like this, and the ocean in fear submitted pearls to his lotus, his stinky demon feet. And he persecuted all religious and dharmic people, persecuted brahmanas who did sacrifices for Vishnu, and was just a terrible demon. And usually we say like father, like son. So how could such a demon give birth to such a saint? Listen very carefully to the explanation from the Nrisimha Purana. When Hiranyakashipu went to the mountains to take to severe austerities, something happened which is very, very pleasing to the Vaishnavas.
Hiranyakashipu, in order to prepare himself with tantric powers, was just meditating on one on the tip of the toes like this, and soon a flame of power, evil power, began to shoot out of his skull, and it became grew in intensity as the intensity of the austerities of the demon increased. It became so hot that the heat was felt severely on higher planets, and the devatas were shaking in fear. In their great desperation, anticipating the most terrifying regime, they came to Narada Muni and said, "Please save us." Narada Muni thought for a while and then developed a plan. He said, "Hiranyakashipu will have a saintly son, and at the moment where he, Hiranyakashipu, raises his demoniac hand against Prahlad and makes such a Vaishnava apparat to threaten to kill Prahlad, at that time the Lord will come and to save his devotee." But the demigods were perplexed. "Well, how will Hiranyakashipu have a saintly son? Everyone knows the rules of conception. The demon will be demoniac while he is engaged in the conception mood. There will be no saint. There will be a super demon coming out." But Narad Muni said, "I have a plan." He changed his form into the form of a bird and went with Parashara Muni to the tree next to Hiranyakashipu. And on this tree, he chanted a mantra, which totally upset the demon's austerities. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. They chanted and chanted, and Hiranyakashipu, you know, who was there concentrating on his demoniac purposes, heard this sound, which became highly disturbing to him. "I can't concentrate any more. Quiet! Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Quiet! Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Enough!" He went out of his austerity. Anger came up, and you know, you can't perform anything if you have anger. He took his bow and began to shoot to Narada and Parashara Muni, who by now were flying. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and flew away. Hiranyakashipu was so utterly angry, and he could not go back into his practice, which required breathing and raising life air and all these yogic things. So he went to his house, and he was so agitated that he could only think of one thing, to lay down with his wife on a bedstead. Now, as he was engaged in the act of procreation, that mantra which he had just heard was turning in his mind, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And with this, Prahlad Maharaj entered the womb of his mother. You know, this is an encouraging story for the Grihastas to really perform the Gabadan Sanskara activities and not be lazy with these activities. Whatever the consciousness is at the time of conception, that will call an corresponding child. The son was the greatest saint, Prahlad Maharaj, who was in the womb. Narada Muni knew it. The demigods didn't know it or didn't have enough faith. They want, when they captured the wife of Hiranyakashipu, they wanted to actually to wait until she gave birth to the son and kill the son, because they thought its son was like father and wanted to kill him. But Narada Muni knew, no. He was conceived with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He became, the great saint was called, and he said, I will take care of the wife, and I will take her to the ashram, and instructed Prahlad even in the womb of the mother, Hare Krishna. So this is the most amazing story. I first heard it from Bhaktivedya Puna Maharaj, and then I heard it from other of our devotees. It's a wonderful story. Thank you, Maharaj, for requesting. Good. Hari Nam Chintamani, is your name? Yes, a very good question. This verse, for all of you who take notes, please note it down. It's in the 5th canto, chapter 18, text number 8. 5:18:8. How to do it, yeah.
How did he manage it?
He managed it. The question is, how did he manage to perform such sense gratification, such sense control? First of all, I think we need to understand Hiranyakashipu is quite a personality. He is the son, he's Jai Vijay came to. We will hear all this in the evening. I do not wish to tell about these this night things which we will hear in the evening from Radhanath Maharaj. How did he manage to do it? There are yogis who do very demoniac things. There is, for instance, an art where the yogi will go into a body of a person who has just left his body, and just go in there and act as the person who has just died. And sometimes they do wild things. There are many, many yogic potent powers which require a tremendous sadhana of the sense control is there, but you can do it for demoniac purposes. Therefore, there is an injunction, Hari Bhakti Vilas, that when the mantras are explained, it said they cannot be used for nefarious purposes. There is such an injunction in our scripture also. Yes.
Depending on the motivation, austerity can be the mother of ignorance. If he's motivated, you know, for his own self-aggrandizement and power, people do amazing things,
Yeah. For materials, like our Maharaji says, for people do amazing things to become what they are. I know one actor in Germany who did not want to go to war but pursue his acting career in the First World War. And you know what he did? He burned himself voluntarily so that he couldn't go to the army. And he always kept the wound open by putting matches in the wound so that the wound did not grow back, just so that he could pursue his acting career. Doesn't make sense for Govinda Mohini. There are amazing stories of austerities performed in the lower modes. Mm-hmm. Any other question? Of the avatars, was Nrisimhadev the only one who did not take birth? You, this is your question.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, who didn't appear from a mother's womb? Let us quickly go through the. I know that Matsya avatar also was a little fish, but I do not know from where he appeared. Varaha appeared from the nostril of Brahma. That's a very unusual birth also. Let us quickly go through. Matsya, I do not know. Kurma, I do not know. There may be others who also appeared in this unusual way. I cannot say it right now. Sorry? The question is an avatar, which he's a guna avatar. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's a guna. He appeared from the lotus flower. You're right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were saying that when Mother Yashoda was coming, gave you Krishna all these stories.
Yeah.
And then you were referring to that's why we worship Krishna and not the other avatars. How come we still worship the Shrimad?
Yeah. Thank you very much for clarifying, for asking this question. I want to clarify this. Mataji has asked, well, we worship Krishna because Krishna is everything to us. How does it come that we worship the other forms like Lord Nrisimhadev then? We worship Lord Nrisimhadev as Krishna. It's the Lord in a very fiery, angry form. Like we have, we say, I am so angry, I could shred you into pieces. Do we say this in America? But it never happens, you know. We are not physically strong. The Lord became so angry that he really did this. He took a form suitable with many arms and he really gave Hiranyakashipu the just treatment. When the Lord is angry, he really is angry, and he takes that form. When you are angry, you also look different. You get red eyes, maybe, and then you cry. So the Lord really, when he gets angry, it's something else than us getting angry. Yeah. Yes, does this answer your question? There are even deities or pictures. I have a picture where Lord Nrisimhadev has a blue, is painted with a blue body, blue like Siam blue, like Lord Krishna. Yes, any other question? Is there? Yeah.
So it's the English says, and also Shri Prabhupada
Yes, thank you. Yes, we should pray to Lord Krishnadev. Do you notice after every kirtan we chant Namaste Narasimha is very important. Yes, Hari Nam Shantamani. Devotees, why do devotees put so many protective things, this kavacha, and others feel that Krishna will protect us also like this? It depends. See, when these things help devotees to think more of Krishna, is it very good? It may increase their faith. And there are others who are just differently meant. And the third group of devotee likes ornamentation, and I think that's the biggest group. Hare Krishna. But these things do help. Like I have always this pavitra. It is offered in Sridhar Mayapur to Srimati Radharani and to Lord Nrisimhadev. And it helps me very much to think, well, I'm very much connected to Lord Nrisimhadev. These things can help very much. I want to think, yes, this will be the last question for today. What's your thought of singing, saying the Nrisimha Kavacha every day? It really works. You know, we once had, just 2 years ago, we had the German finance department. Do we have such a thing in America also? There's people who demand taxes and so on. What is it?
Internal Remedy
Revenue. Revenue, yes, service. Internal. In Germany, there is a saying: there are two things which you must absolutely avoid in your life: AIDS and the Internal Revenue Service, because both are deadly. Once they get after you, so they wanted, imagine, for every single book which was distributed in Germany, and these are millions of books, they wanted to have $1. So it would cost us $25 million, and we are not solvent for this amount. We cannot pay. So our BBT manager, Brahma Muhurta Prabhu, called and said, is there anything which we can do to escape this? Now, it's known, once the IRS is on your heels, they will never give in, because they want the money and they need the money, and they have, once they have sniffed suspicion, then they will get you. So by Krishna's grace, one devotee said the Narayan Kavacha, if you chant it, it takes care also of such things. And so we did it when Brahma Muhurta went to the last discussion, you know, you have a discussion before it goes into the law. He went, and there were five brahmanas who were chanting this Nrisimha Kavachar. When he entered, he already felt the atmosphere was different. Then he came into the room, and it turned out the person who was deciding the case had read a book of Prabhupada. Then he explained Srila Prabhupada's books, and he brought the first brick Bhagavatam, we call it in German, the first printed volume of Bhagavatam. And told them, see, this is the first book which was printed, and we have printed many other books afterwards. We have not printed it to make money. We have printed it to spread Krishna consciousness. Yes, we have spread Krishna consciousness and used the customary, you know, circle of money. You know, you have to pay money to the printer, get a book, sell it, to again have a new printing, and so on. But the background of this is not money making, but it is the ideal to change, help a little bit change the society so that it comes to a better platform. And then Brahma Mahota said, were you never an idealist? Just the fact that later you bought away your ideals and became a member of the modern opportunistic society, does this mean that people who have ideals should be stomped out? You should support us. And he made a case for idealism against the forces and pulls of modern 20th century society. And these IRS people are totally dumbfounded by this approach. Said, yes, they remember when we were young, we also wanted to change the society. Okay, you continue to change the society, we will not make any case. We didn't even have to pay one tired US dollar, what to speak of a lively US dollar. Nothing. Hare Krishna. But this is the so I would recommend to you, when there is some strong danger ahead of you, some great problem, then chant the Nrisimha Kavachar. The way to do it is, to do it really nice, is you take a picture of Lord Nrisimhadev, prepare a simple offering, offer two things, incense and flour, two things. Then give maybe a little fruit, cut fruits, and then chant the mantra. Three times is good. This is what it says. If there's a real danger, first run, second run, third run, and then nothing can harm you. You will march like this through the IIS and also through the draft company. Drafting, yes. And whatever sincere thing you have. If it's still effective if you chant it in English, Sanskrit is better because it has that power of sound. Because we are Nuvindavan, where we have sung things in English. Oh, I don't have it with me. It's in the other map. There was a German scientist Japanese scientist who made the following experiment. He had people speak different sounds vibrations on water, then he froze the water to below 4 degrees below zero. And then, I will say it again, then he took a chip of the ice and brought the ice chip
under an electron microscope to see and observe the patterns. And he found out that mantras, he took for instance Om Namah Shivaya, left a very, very wonderful pattern in the water, like a crystal, and heavy metal music left a totally bad pattern, like industrial wasted wastewater. So the Sanskrit language has a vibration which is so powerful that we should prefer to chant it. English is a language for speaking to horses. German, this is Prabhupada, according to Prabhupada, German is the language for speaking to dogs. Achtung! Vorsicht! That's how you speak to dogs. Yes, international dog trainers will use this language to train the dogs. Yes, because it's so suitable. So Sanskrit is better, has a better vibration. So Hare Krishna, we will end here. Thank you very much for your patience. I wish you a wonderful Nrisimha Chaturthi. I heard that in the afternoon at 4 o'clock we will sing and chant, and then at 5 o'clock we will listen to the lecture of Radhanath Maharaj, and then there are other highlights and so on. So I wish you a wonderful Nrisimha Chaturthi.